Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Andrew Murray had a philosophy of life which enabled him to go through periods of great difficulty. In the flyleaf of an old Bible of mine is a clipping quoting Murray, who wrote, "In times of trouble, God's trusting child may say, 'First, he brought me here. It is by his will I am in this difficult place. In that will I rest. Next, he will keep me in his love and give me grace in this trial to behave as his child. Then he will make the trial a blessing, teaching me the lessons he intends me to learn and working in me the grace he means to bestow. Last, in his good time, he can bring me out again, how and when he knows. Say, I am here, 1, by God's appointment, 2, in his keeping, 3, under his training, and 4, for his time." Then Murray, who knew his own fair share of difficulty in his lifetime, quoted the great promise recorded in Psalm 50, verse 15, "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." May I anticipate your thinking? Right now you're saying to yourself, "Well, that may work for some people, but I don't think it will work for me." Friend, you've given up much too easily. You've assumed that God has special levels of promises for different people. That, of course, is the way life is, but not so with our Heavenly Father. God, unlike some earthly parents, treats all his children the same way. If God moves especially quickly to help some, it is the child whose faith is weak, the widow who has no one to defend her, the person struggling with feelings of inadequacy and failure. The bottom line response, simply put, is trust in the promises of God's Word. Is your faith so fragile, so shallow, that the first wind of difficulty causes you to question what has been the strength of generations? That God is a good God who will honor His Word and meet you at the point of your need? That was the confidence of John Ripon, who in 1787 wrote, "When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all-sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine." One of the lasting impressions I have had of brothers and sisters in both China and the former USSR who have spent long years in prison for their faith is that theirs is a solid faith, not subject to the capricious winds of prosperity which so many seem to associate with Christianity. They've been through the fire, and they have discovered that God is enough. They have learned what Liddy Edmonds experienced, who wrote the words of what I consider to be my favorite hymn. "My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living One, His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me." A final thought. Whenever you go through the valley, it seems that you are the only person in the world who has ever been there. But look closely, friend. You will discover the footprints of some of God's choicest servants. They've been there, and they've discovered there is always a path which leads out of the difficulty to sunshine at the end of the valley. Remember the words of Scripture? "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will glorify me." Those words are still true, friend. Trust Him, and you will discover His grace is sufficient. It still is.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.